servicemen. But first, with the federal budget just weeks away, pressure is mounting on the Albanese government to navigate the difficult economic landscape. Cost of living concerns remain front and centre. Inflation is proving stubborn, and the IMF has warned government spending may be adding to the problem. With productivity stalling, capital gains tax back on the table, and fiscal and monetary policy seemingly at odds, the decisions made on budget night could shape the economy for years to come. The Wire's Patrick Dunstan asked University of South Queensland economist Professor Fabrizio Carmignani whether there needs to be cuts in expenditure in this year's budget.
It is a very difficult conversation because the government is actually facing a trade-off. So on the one hand, what we are experiencing is a sudden and probably very resilient increase in prices once again. It's an acceleration of inflation that has obvious implications, particularly for households, small businesses. The cost of living is really going up again. At the same time, we see signs of a deceleration in the pace of economic activity. So there are the signs of a possible economic contraction. So in this type of situation, you would like to provide some cost of living relief, obviously. You would also like to provide some support to the economy. So this means spending. On the other hand, cost of living relief measures may contribute to inflation. And similarly, fiscal support to the economy means possibly more spending again, more deficit, and therefore again a feedback effect on inflation. So it's really a trade-off situation. It's a very complex scenario for the government and generally speaking the economic authorities because there is simply no first-best solution. Supporting the economy, providing cost of living relief, could have unintended consequences on inflation. At the same time, if we were not to provide this cost of living relief, if we were not to provide support to the economy, then there is a risk of the contraction becoming even more severe. So it's really a tough call.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers has branded this term the productivity term, following a first term focused on combating inflation. But Australia has had essentially zero productivity growth for 6 years, and output per hour actually fell across most industries in the last financial year. Now, that's a structural problem built on weak business investment, rising market concentration, and regulatory drag. Is Labor's version of the productivity agenda, a $900 million fund and a reform roundtable, anywhere near the scale of what's actually needed, and is it likely to deliver?
This has been an issue that has been raised before, and that requires long-term vision, long-term economic vision, long-term investment, and in particular, the type of economic reforms that support and drive innovation, creativity, and entrepreneurship. It is not just about a plan to build physical infrastructure. It's not just about individual economic policy measures. We do need a vision about the economic architecture of the future, whereby we recreate the type of incentives that are absolutely necessary to promote, as I said, innovation and creativity. Now, unfortunately, I personally haven't seen this type of vision from any government in the last 10 years or so. And certainly the situation now is such that we need to develop that vision in a much more comprehensive and, I would say, bipartisan way.
The Treasury loosening while the RBA is trying to tighten effectively transfers the cost of restraint onto mortgage holders and renters. If the government delivers another expansionary budget on 12 May, are we asking the RBA to keep rates higher for longer, and does that become a credibility problem for fiscal policy?
The government, and I would say the Australian economy, is facing what I would describe as a stagflationary shock. So it's a situation where you have inflation accelerating on the one hand, and we know that the way in which we can try to control inflation is by increasing the interest rate, and that's a decision of the RBA. But at the same time, there is a deceleration, a slowdown in the pace of real economic activity. So we are expecting less growth, a contraction, probably increasing unemployment. And the way to offset this slowdown in economic activity is primarily through fiscal support, so fiscal spending. So this is the trade-off that we are currently facing. Certainly, on the one hand, we need a monetary policy tightening in order to control inflation. On the other hand, we do need the type of fiscal support, or I would say fiscal stimulus, that is required to avoid a situation where we might fall into a recession. So yes, it's a difficult situation. It is very possible that if we have an expansionary budget, this will feed through onto inflation, which then will require the interest rate to go up. But if we had a tight budget, then the consequence might be a worsening of the economic contraction, possibly going into a recession. It's not an easy choice. It's a very difficult choice that both the government and the RBA are facing. So, again, it's a situation that is difficult to manage, that is to a large extent driven by global shocks that are not directly under the control of domestic authorities, and therefore choices will have to be made, and this will be a difficult choice.
University of South Queensland economist Professor Fabrizio Carmignani speaking there to The Wire's Patrick Dunstan.